Should you refinance versus taking out a home equity line of credit? Hey, in today's video, we're going to go over the three biggest reasons to contemplate whether you should refinance a property or do a home equity line of credit. I'm Dave from Investor Mel and Dave, and if you're new to the channel, please hit the subscribe button and hit the bell to get notified. My wife Mel and I have now purchased over 250 units in five different countries: Canada, US, Costa Rica, Mexico, and Dominican Republic. We specialize in doing so without any joint venture partners and while using creative financing and other people's money. So let's dive into it. Now, I have two previous videos breaking down strictly a refinance and then strictly a home equity line of credit. But today we're gonna put them face to face. Make sure you stay right to the end because number three I find is the most important when making the decision. Number one, LTV, loan to value. This will be vastly different from a refinance to a home equity line of credit. So in my opinion, the refinance wins in this scenario because depending on the financial institution and depending if you're doing a residential building or a commercial building, you will probably be able to pull out up to 80% loan to value, sometimes 75%, but this is a huge game changer, okay? Now, in regards to the home equity line of credit, they will typically cap you out at 65% loan to value. And those are federally mandated things. So it's not like, hey, how come they're giving me less on the HELOC versus the refi? These are strictly federally mandated guidelines. Now, this will all be based on the appraised value. So you might think my property's worth this, I owe this, you know, am I gonna get 80 or 65% of that? No, they're still gonna order an appraisal in my experience anyway, so that they know the actual value of the property. Now, if you are looking at a property that you already own and you're thinking, should I refi or should I get a home equity line of credit? Grab out your calculator, get your projected after repair value or your projected value of the asset, and literally do the math. Go 80% loan to value versus 65% loan to value. Which one would you rather? So on the flip side of this, I know some of you might be thinking, well, Dave, why would I want to take out up to 80% loan to value? This might mean that my cash flow will go down. That is typically the reality when you do take out a higher mortgage as opposed to a lower mortgage. However, there are different ways to look at this. If you're taking out that higher amount of money to go buy another income property to make more cash flow every single month, it might be a moot point. If you're taking out the money to do absolutely nothing and now your payment goes down, then it might not make much sense. So to wrap up number one here, definitely see what makes the most amount of sense. Do you want that 80% loan to value or that 65% loan to value? Number two, penalties. So with a refinance, you are literally breaking the mortgage, meaning if you are not at the end of the term of your actual mortgage, you will be breaking the term, which means they'll have a calculation for the penalty. So this is something to definitely consider when refinancing. So for example, when you're buying an income property and you have a refinance coming up, or if it's your single family home, I just refinanced my house here not too long ago. We took out a refinance on this one. So when Mel and I were actually doing the calculations, the refinance portion of it, because we wanted the whole 80%, the refinance portion, we broke a mortgage. We were not at the end of our term, so we had to pay a penalty to do so, which obviously came into our calculations, which is something you need to consider when you're doing a refinance. Now on the flip side, a home equity line of credit, you were not actually breaking the mortgage, okay? So if you remember my past video on the HELOC, you keep the actual mortgage that you have, right? You're not breaking it, okay? And then the difference in the appraised value from what you actually owe, right? They give you a revolving line of credit. So the existing mortgage stays there, no penalties. You will have to pay for an appraisal, again, in my experience, so there is going to be a fee as well, same thing as a refinance. However, you're not having to pay that mortgage breaking penalty. They're just adding on a line of credit to your existing mortgage. So to wrap up number two, when you were looking at this, you're most likely going to need an appraisal no matter what, in my experience. However, there's going to be a penalty if you are breaking that mortgage for the refinance. Number three, this is the most important one, like I was saying at the start of the video, to consider.
Hey, stop the video for a second. I wanted to talk to you about a turnkey income property provider that Mel and I have purchased properties for. Now listen up. If you are looking for an income property, then you don't have the time for it. I have a solution for you that I have invested in myself. They will find the property for you. They will renovate it for you. They will give you a turnkey product and they will get tenants in there for you after screening it and manage the property. Does this sound too good to be true? It is not. I want to introduce you to Rent to Retirement, okay? We've actually partnered up with them. They are sponsoring this video, and they have an exclusive list just for you because you're watching a video from Investor Mel and Dave. So click the link below, go check out this exclusive list, find your next turnkey income property, and book your free call with them so they can go through all the benefits of what they provide. And you'll be investing in properties just like Mel and I. Okay, enough excitement about this. Let's get back to the episode.
Number three, rates. This is the most important one in my opinion, like I said at the beginning of the video. So please consider this well. Okay, so the scenario here will depend on when you bought the property, what your interest rates are, what your game plan is. And let me start with refinance and then I'll kind of do an overview after, okay? So with refinance, like I said earlier, you're breaking a mortgage. So the interest rate that you had is no longer gonna be the interest rate that you get right now. Meaning, let's say you refinanced a couple of years ago when the interest rates were rock bottom. Well, you're not gonna get to keep that in your refinance. You're gonna get the current market interest rates. Okay, so that's something to consider, huge when you are looking at a refinance versus a HELOC. Now, that being said, on the refinance side of things, the rate that you get, and I'll touch on this on the HELOC side, the rate that you get is the rate. So let's say you decide to refinance, you know, you've paid the penalty, you've gotten the appraisal, you get the 80% loan to value, you've got your interest rate on the refinance, that is going to be set, right? So let's talk Canada and US. Let's say you've got the new rate, and you have a 5-year term, that's your rate for the next 5 years. If you're in the US and you have a 30-year note, that's gonna be the rate for the next 30 years. On the flip side, a home equity line of credit, remember you're not breaking that actual mortgage. So the interest rate that you had, let's say you did get that mortgage a couple years ago when the interest rates were rock bottom, you are not breaking that. You are keeping that existing interest rate that you had. So that's a positive, right? If you have a good interest rate. If you don't have a good interest rate, you might wanna refinance. But what I'm getting at is, that mortgage in the HELOC, interest rate stays the same. The portion over and above, up to the 65% loan to value that they're gonna give you that revolving line of credit, this one is not a fixed interest rate, okay? Typically what they'll do is they'll look at what prime rate is. So you can go Google it, look at what prime is right now, right? It depends when you're watching this video. And then typically add 1 or 2 points to it. So 1 or 2% to it. And that's a always moving target, right? So unlike the refinance portion of it where your rate is your rate, or unlike the actual mortgage portion of your HELOC that you've already negotiated and already have that stays the same, the line of credit from the HELOC will continue to vary as prime goes up or prime goes down. So you might say, hey, I'm on a declining rate market, I'll take it out right now and actually my interest rate will be going down. Well, that could be a bonus. Or if you took it out here and you're in an increasing rate market, that might not be a good thing as well. So just know that the interest rates vary with the refinance and vary with the HELOC, okay? And you know what? I decided to throw in a fourth bonus reason why you need to contemplate a refinance versus a HELOC. This is going to be when you start paying the interest. This is vastly different. So a refinance, the second you refinance, you get all of the money out, right? They give you an equity pullout, they give you a cash out refinance, you get all of the money and you start paying interest from day one. So if that money is going to sit in your bank account because you haven't decided to do your renovations in your house yet, or to buy another income property, or whatever you decide to do with it, doesn't matter, you've taken it out, you're paying interest from day one. Now with a home equity line of credit, this is the cool part. You still have your existing mortgage, right? Like I showed you in the other videos, and then you have that additional line of credit portion. So you're approved for that from day one. However, you do not pay a cent of interest until you actually withdraw money from that home equity line of credit. So let's say if you wanted to get the pre-approval, you got everything done, you got approved for the HELOC, and now you're wanting to renovate your house like we just did. Well, you might need to get permits, you might need to get the designs, you might need to get everyone lined up, and you're thinking, I don't want to pay interest on my money for that period of time. The HELOC might be the best thing. Or if you're looking for income properties and you're still determining which markets you're investing in, you're still building your power team, you're still analyzing deals and underwriting them, and you're not sure yet, maybe the HELOC makes the most amount of sense because you're not literally paying money on it from day one. So as you can see, there are so many deciding factors when you're picking a refinances versus a home equity line of credit. Hopefully this video showed some clarification. Hopefully the last two videos that I'll post here and here will show you if you want a definite breakdown on just a refinance and just a home equity line of credit, help you make your decision. I'm Dave from Investor Mel and Dave, and I'll see you in the next video.